Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I come to you as your child, bought out of slavery to sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Lord of the universe and the Lord of my life. I submit my body to you as a living and holy sacrifice. May you be glorified through my life and body. I now ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I commit myself to the renewing of my mind in order that I may prove that your will is good, acceptable, and perfect for me. I desire nothing more than to be like you. I pray, I believe, and do all this in the wonderful name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Ministries present proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reversedoffrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son,
and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive power of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2, verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe that the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit by those indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Mark 16, verses 17 through 18 says, And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. As we continue on this journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, it is very important for us to understand the exaltation and glorification of Jesus Christ. We must not ignore its importance and significance, and the necessity of obedience and humility in our Christian walk. This will cause us to walk before the Lord in a way that causes him to exalt us and glorify himself in our lives. God has exalted his Son and shares his throne with him. Jesus Christ is now seated on the throne of his Father in heavenly places. Jesus Christ must be exalted in every nation, exalted above creation, and be magnified. Jesus Christ is the supreme ruler of the universe. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Without him, we will not experience the true or eternal life which comes from our Lord. Ephesians 1 verse 4 says, According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are before the foundation of the world, and we are alive together with Jesus Christ. The Christian life is through Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
subject of blessing and prosperity has become a very controversial among those in the church. We want to be blessed and live the abundant life that Jesus Christ died to give us. Yet we don't want to approach the Lord as we should. If we put in the right amount of prayer, praise, worship, faith, and good works, out comes our blessings. I thank you for life and life abundantly. I thank you for favor coming upon my life and ministry. I believe that new life and new favors have been ordained for me. Tonight, I receive new life and new favor. I believe favor is a gift of heaven. I receive the gift of life, the gift of grace upon my life and this ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for new grace, new favor, new prosperity, and a new blessing coming on my life and ministry. I am the apple of God's eye. I am one of God's favorites. God favors me, loves me, and has chosen me from the foundation of the world to receive his grace and favor. I receive extraordinary favor on my life and ministry in the name of Jesus. And it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord had sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from the head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, for the Lord had sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they two went. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went, and stood to view afar off, and they two stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle, and wrapped it together, and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. And if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the water and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, and bowed themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, Behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest peradventure the Spirit of the Lord hath taken him up, and cast him upon some mountain, or into some valley. And he said, Ye shall not send. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, Send. They sent therefore 50 men, and they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, Did I not say unto you, Go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. And he said, Bring me a new cruse, and put salt therein. And they brought it to him, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back, and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell
journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we encourage you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second coming of Jesus Christ is biblically termed the Great Day of the Lord. The Great Day of the Lord is one of the most expected events among the body of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2 through 3. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org and our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our lesson for tonight will be the understanding of the book of Revelation, and we will be dealing with chapters 7 through 9 if time permits us. If not, we'll have a continuation of this lesson. Let us start with the book of Revelation, chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. On the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zabulon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds, and people and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped him, saying, Amen, blessing and glory, and wisdom and thanksgiving, and honor and power and might, be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any eat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The book of Revelation, chapter 7. We will give an overview, verses 1 through 3. After the first six seals have been opened, there seems to be a stoppage of judgment for a moment. The four winds that are being withheld symbolize a restrained or paused judgment. There was to be a respite or pause in the judgment until the servants of God have been sealed in their foreheads. This is an open mark on their foreheads. The forehead speaks of mental assent or a willingness to be submitted to God. What is the mark on their heads? Revelation 14, verse 1 tells us that it is the Father's name. And verses 4 through 8, there are to be 144,000 people marked, 12,000 from each of all the tribes of the children of Israel. It is important to note that the 144,000 are male virgins. Revelation 14, verse 4 will tell you. Though these Jewish men have lost the knowledge of perhaps what tribe they are from, God did not. And he will have the exact amount from every tribe. There is a difference between the names of the 12 tribes that are listed here compared to the original 12 tribes. Ephraim and Dan are not mentioned, and Joseph and Levi are put in their place. Why was this done? Because Ephraim and Dan introduced idolatry into Israel. Deuteronomy 29 verse 17 through 21 tells us that any individual, family, or tribe that introduces idolatry into Israel should have their or their names blotted out from heaven and be separated out of the tribes of Israel. Dan and Ephraim were guilty of this when they let Jeroboam set up golden calves to be worshipped. One was in Dan, in the tribe of Dan, and the other was in Bethel, in the tribe of Ephraim. You could look that up in 1 Kings 12, verses 25 to 30. Although these two tribes are omitted from being sealed, they shall still have their place in the Holy Land during the millennium. Ezekiel 48, verses 1 through 7 and 23 through 29. And so they yet keep their inheritance. These two tribes are to pass through the great tribulation unprotected by the seal of God. Verses 9 through 17. The great multitude, which no man could number, that stand before the throne is not the church. The church had been taken out before the tribulation period. And so these people who came out of the great tribulation or suffering cannot be the church. As further evidence, we must remember that the 24 elders who are also in this heavenly scene represent the church. The blood-washed multitudes stand and have palms in their hands, while the elders, which represent the church, sit on throne and are adorned with crowns. It is relevant for us to understand that these people were either martyred or died during the first six seals. The third seal brought about great hunger and famine throughout the world. The sixth seal had to do with the heavens, in which the sun may have given greater heat. In verses 16 and 17, we see that these earthly sorrows will be over, for Jesus the Lamb shall feed them and satisfy their thirst with living fountains of water, as John 6, verse 35 says.
Care.
spiritual journey, understanding the book of Revelation, we will now turn our attention to the book of Revelation, chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire, mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of other voices, of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. In verse 1, when the seventh seal was opened, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. This is similar to the old saying, the quiet before the storm. Things are about to get much worse on the earth. The seventh seal contains seven trumpet judgments, and the seventh trumpet judgment contains the seven vial judgments, the seventh seal judgment, the seventh trumpet judgment, and the seventh vial judgment seem to culminate or coincide together right before the beginning of the millennium. Verses 2 through 5. Seven angels stood before God, were given seven trumpets. Trumpets can represent a call to war, a call to worship, proclamation of festivals, jubilee, the Feast of Tabernacles or Judgment. In this case, it stands for the coming judgment. These angels were preparing to declare more judgments. Another angel stood at the altar with a golden censer. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne of God. This incense is fragrant spices and gums, which exhale a perfume when burned. The incense and prayers ascended to God, and it seems his response to the prayers was to have the angel fill the censer with fire from the altar and throw the censer to the earth. The voices, lightning, thundering, and earthquake are the signs of impending judgment and calamities. Verses 6 through 7. At the sounding of the first trumpet, ale and fire mingled with blood came forth. One third of all the trees were burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt. These judgments are literal. They are similar to the same judgment that happened to the Egyptians when they would not let the Hebrews go. These things are a fulfillment of Joel 2, verses 30 to 31. This judgment will cause greater famine and a lack of oxygen. Verses 8 through 9. At the sounding of the second trumpet, something that looked to John like a great mountain that was burning with fire was cast into the sea. This obviously caused a third part of the sea to become blood. It killed one third of all the creatures in the sea and destroyed one third of the ships. This great mountain is probably a meteorite that is aflame. When this meteorite hits the sea, it will probably poison the fish. The tidal waves or tsunami started by this huge object hitting the water will cause one third of all the ships to be destroyed. The sea or water turning into blood is not new. It also happened to the Egyptians when they would not let the Hebrew people go. We'll find that in Exodus 7, verses 19 through 21. I encourage you to read this. Verses 10 through 11. The third trumpet, as a great burning star, fall from heaven, and it fell on the third part of the rivers, the fountains of water. This will probably be another burning meteorite that falls on the earth. This meteorite falls on the third part of the fresh waters, waters that man drinks. This star is named Wormwood. and one third of the waters become wormwood, and many men die of the waters, because they were made bitter. The Greek word for wormwood is absinthos, which means undrinkable. Wormwood is a bitter herb, and its presence in the water makes it undrinkable. Many people who drink it die. Verse 12. This is similar to what happened under the sixth seal, which is spoke about in Luke 21, verses 25 through 28. Verse 13. The last three trumpets are very serious, because they are called the three woes. This will be severe judgment for the inhabitants of the world.
Yeah.
spiritual journey, we will turn our attention to the book of Revelation, chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and as the smoke of the great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair on the ear of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. But in the Greek, at his name, Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devil and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. The fifth trumpet that's mentioned in verses 1 through 12, the first woe, as a star fall from heaven. Stars in the Old Testament can represent angels. I do not believe that this falling star is Satan, for God would not give Satan keys or any further authority. This, I believe, may be the same angel mentioned in Revelation 20, verse 1. The bottomless pit is not hell, but rather some abyss. Hell has a certain size and dimension, for its entirety shall be thrown in the lake of fire. When the abyss was opened, the sun and air were darkened by the reason of the smoke of this pit. After this, locusts come out of the smoke unto the earth. These locusts had power like scorpions of the earth. They were commanded not to hurt the grass, green thing, nor trees. They were only allowed to hurt people who did not of the seal of God in their foreheads. Ordinary locusts eat the vegetation, but these go contrary to their nature. Instead, they hurt and torment people for 5 months. Why 5 months? Because it is usually the natural season of the locust, May to September. Their stings are like scorpion stings. Scorpion stings cause great pain and torment. The pain will be so bad that people will want to and try to die, but they cannot, because death shall flee from them. These locusts will probably not be visible to the naked eye, for they are spiritual, but yet inflict a very real natural pain. They are probably some fallen angels, or some demonic entity of some sort, are not Satan's demons. Satan demons are not imprisoned in hell or bottomless pit. They have the freedom to move around. These locusts are fierce and battle ready. They have a king named Abaddon in Hebrew and Apollyon in Greek. The king is an angel, which further proves that these are spirit beings. Verses 13 through 21, the second woe. The sixth angel, which sounded, was told to loose the four angels that were bound in the great Euphrates River. These angels were not good angels because they were bound. The Euphrates River runs through Iraq in Babylon, which was Satan's seat of authority in ancient times. These angels were scheduled to be loosed at a specific time in history so that they could kill one-third of mankind. If our world has approximately 3 billion people, that means that 1 billion people will die during this trumpet judgment. These four angels were commanders of an army of 200 million. 200 million horsemen. These beings will probably be invisible also, so people will not be able to fight back or resist. God has heavenly horsemen. And so we see through this that this kind of thing can and will happen. After all of this, people will still not repent, and thus they now qualify through their rebellion for more judgment. In the book of Revelation, and we were able to cover chapter 7, 8, and 9. We pray that it was a blessing to you, and we encourage you to join us once again as we continue on this spiritual journey, understanding the book of Revelation and proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Thanking you once again, and God bless you, and good night. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion for the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, For this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward in a year ago. Once again, thank you for tuning in. God bless you and have a good night.